The title of my talk today is The Leaf Litter Arthropods of Mesoamerica, the results for Chiapas, Mexico. What I want to do in the talk is first give you an overview of the project goals, then describe our 2008 fieldwork in Chiapas, Mexico, provide a few preliminary results on new species and improving range data, and then tell you about our future plans. So the Leaf Litter Arthropods of Mesoamerica project, it was created by Bob Anderson, a weevil specialist, and myself, an ant specialist, to survey the arthropod diversity of that rich plain of tropical forests, which is where the leaf litter falls on the forest floor. We knew a lot about diversity in Costa Rica, and we decided to expand this effort to go northward into the Mesoamerican corridor. So the overall goals of the project are, of course, new species discovery, also biodiversity mapping, refining species definitions and ranges. We also hope to explore ecological patterns on patterns of richness with elevation and whether montane species have higher endemism or smaller ranges than lowland species. And then, of course, we have a fairly large education and outreach component. The four countries or regions where we're focusing are Chiapas, state of Chiapas, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. In each country, we have 9 sampling sites. We are restricting ourselves to mature evergreen wet forest, mesophyll forest. And in each country, we try to pick 3 high elevation sites, 3 middle elevation cloud forest sites, and 3 lowland rainforest sites. In each of the sites, we run 2 transects, mini-winkler samples, each 50 samples. The mini-winkler method, if you don't know this, is sifting square meters of leaf litter and extracting the arthropods out of it in little mesh bags. After we get those hung, we carry out some other sampling techniques. We bait for ants. We beat vegetation for all kinds of insects. We set up 4 malaise traps at each site and run some flight intercept traps underneath them. At least we will be. These samples that we obtain are divided into a set of fractions. The main fractions that we're interested in, of course, are weevils and ants, or the focal taxa. But we also have a network of participating taxonomists who have received myriapods and arachnids, hemiptera, non-weevil coleoptera, diptera, and non-ant hymenoptera. This is the administrative structure of the project, in which there are 3 principal investigators. There are 2 graduate students who oversee a field crew. One of them is one grad student from the US and one Latin American student. They oversee a team of 8 undergraduate students, 4 of them from a host institution where we're working, and 4 of them from the United States, mainly or entirely from the Evergreen State College where I teach. 2008 in Chiapas, we had a very successful field season. Our host in Chiapas was El Colegio de la Frontera Sur, ECOSUR, directed by Jorge León, who was also our main collaborator in the project. This is the beginning of our field season with the whole LAMA crew ready to head out into the field. These are the 9 sites that we were able to survey. Shows their distribution in the state, and over on the right is an elevational scale where you can see the distribution of those 9 sites with respect to elevation. This is a happy sifting crew getting ready to head out into the field to get their first winkler samples. And then we had a great time finding different venues and places to hang winkler samples, such as abandoned rooms, lean-tos and sheds, and even taking over restaurants at times. The outreach part, I have to thank Brittany Broyles, who's here in the audience, an undergraduate at Evergreen who's been working in the lab. She pretty much single-handedly managed the outreach part of the project. We were able to meet with various community leaders, provide them in these small rural communities where we worked, provide them with interpretive material, tell them about the project, and also get the youngsters really excited about biodiversity and all these critters and the leaf litter and how much fun it all is. At the end of our field season, we all reconvene at ECOSUR, where we had a giant sample sorting party, where for 10 days we sorted the 900 mini-winkler samples, and then had talks in the afternoon. And there are some very proud taxonomists and future taxonomists with the product there on the shelf of 900 wonderfully sorted mini-winkler samples before we left Chiapas. All the collection localities are available on the project website. You can load these KML files and see all the collection localities on Google Earth. And I just love being able to do this and to see the details of actually where we went on those transects. In terms of the results so far, I mean, we're still in the process of processing enormous amounts of arthropod material. Bob has found, and students have found, lots of new interesting things with the weevil taxa that they're working on. Not only new species, but also greatly increasing the knowledge of things that previously were known only from one or two specimens. I want to highlight some of the work of Michael Brandstetter, one of the grad students involved with the project, who's been doing a fabulous project on the ant genus Danama, and he just gave a talk on this yesterday. This was a whole Arctic genus thought to have a little offshoot spreading into Mesoamerica, and he's been finding this enormous radiation that is a monophyletic taxon in Central America, quite separate from the whole Arctic ones, and all kinds of interesting internal things with this genus. One of the genera that we're interested in is, this is a Mesoamerican specialty, the genus Adela Myrmex. It was just revised, but even with this recent revision, of the 12 species we found in Chiapas, six of them are new. This is an exciting find. This is Leptinoloides, a very rare member of a very small subfamily related to army ants, poorly known. This is a new species from Mexico. It's previously known only as far north as Costa Rica. So that's a major range extension. Very cool little beast. A number of us have been working on the hyper-diverse ant genus Phidoli. Of the 300 ant species that I now know from Chiapas, 64 of them, or 20% of them, are in the genus Phidoli. Of the 64 Phidoli species, 12 of them are undescribed. That's about 20% of them. And below, I just show the rate of species description for that genus for that Chiapas fauna. And the horizontal axis is the publication year, and vertical is the cumulative number of species. And here, you see species accumulation to about 1920, then nothing happening. And this is this giant recent revision of Ed Wilson's in 2003. And then here are the undescribed species. And the way I like to look at this is that, you know, this is the where it should be going. And Ed was just kind of catching up to where we should be. Whereas those new species of llama are getting, we're truly, you know, ahead of the curve. And for those who know the genus Phidoli, this is the one that gets us all knobbly, you know, weak in the knees. This is a fantastic creature that we, a new species from Chiapas, that has this satellite dish on its face and these, this big handlebar mustache, which are characters that are totally unknown in the genus. We have no idea what this animal is doing. All the ant data are going to AntWeb at California Academy of Sciences. And one of the things I like to do is for each of the sites we process, produce a nice species list on the project website where all the species are linked to AntWeb records where you can look at images and distributions. One of the main things we're producing is range, greater range information. This Phidoli shinkeli, a lot of these species were only known from the type specimens, and we're filling in lots of range data with these things. This one, Phidoli prolixa, only known from Veracruz, and now turning out to be common in leaf litter, and we'll probably connect these dots as we go. Coming up, this coming year, we'll be working in Guatemala, Universidad del Valle. The year after that, in Honduras, with the Regional Biodiversity Institute in Zamorano, and finally working with G. Michelle Mayas in Nicaragua. I want to thank my co-authors. Jorge León from Ecosur was extremely important. Bob Anderson, here a truly happy man. Also want to introduce our new Latin American graduate student for the project, Laura Sainz from Guatemala. And I want to give special thanks to Michael Brandstetter, the sine qua non of LLAMA, and show the evolution of a field biologist in which he begins the season as a clean-cut, fairly somewhat naive young man. And you can watch him enter his own sort of heart of darkness. And then you can see here, there's that little gleam in his eye. You know, he's crossed some threshold. And here you can see, you know, that lunacy that characterizes, you know, all seasoned field biologists. And he's graduated. And I want to thank Michael. Thank you for your time.
Do you have time for a few questions? could ask one?
Sure.
So in these towns where you're working, how do you make the connections with, you know, the young locals? Do you just walk into town and start handing out nets, or do you know people there?
The question is, when we go into these towns, how do we make connections with the young locals? Do we know people there? How do we, you know, what do we do? I'll tell you, making connections with the young locals is really easy. It's true. All you have to do is arrive, and you're well known. Making connections with the older locals is the more challenging part. And we had a reconnaissance trip in 2007, and it was a major process to go to each of these communities and meet with the local officials, describe the project to them, why it's important, why it's interesting, and sort of convince them, because there's a lot of local autonomy in Chiapas and control of local areas. And we really, you really have to convince the local people that you're okay. Lots of drinking pozol and
sounds rough. So. Thanks, Ben.